But those remarks followed earlier off-the-cuff comments by the president, who had been criticized for not more forcefully denouncing the Unite the Right rally, which was organized by neo-Nazis. Instead, he condemned hatred, bigotry, and violence on many sides, on many sides. Mr. Trump later declared that the event had some very fine people on both sides. Aides said that he was referring to nonviolent protesters defending Southern heritage, and that he was angry that the news media had not paid more attention to left-wing Antifa activists who engaged in violence. In March, after an avowed white supremacist killed 51 people at two mosques in New Zealand, Mr. Trump said he did not really see a rising threat from white nationalism. It's a small group of people, he added. The president has also previously declared himself a supporter of stronger gun control, only to retreat from the issue. After a gunman killed 17 at a high school in Parkland, Florida last year, Mr. Trump startled Republican lawmakers that February when he went on live television. He appeared to embrace comprehensive gun control legislation that would expand background checks, keep guns for mentally ill people, and restrict gun sales for some young adults. But he made little effort to follow through. In Texas, law enforcement officials arrested a suspect, Patrick Crucius, a 21-year-old white male from Allen, which is about a 10-hour drive from the Walmart in El Paso, where the gunman opened fire on Saturday. In his manifesto, Mr. Crucius said he supported the mass shootings in New Zealand. The gunman in Dayton fired on a popular nightlife spot with a high-capacity magazine that can hold 100 rounds of ammunition. 9 people were killed, including the sister of the suspect, Connor Betts, 24. Some of the Democrats campaigning for their party's presidential nomination condemned Mr. Trump for not calling the El Paso attack a white supremacist act of domestic terrorism and blamed the White House for fueling white nationalist sentiment. No federal agency is responsible for designating domestic terrorism organizations, as has been the case for international terrorism. Similarly, there is no criminal charge of domestic terrorism, and suspects who are by definition considered domestic terrorists are charged under other laws such as hate crime, gun and conspiracy statutes. According to FBI statistics, there have been 8 mass shootings in the United States since 2017 in which the attackers espoused white supremacist views.